The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today, we're joined here with Katie Donovan, and you are the CEO of Camp Digital. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
So the very first question we ask everybody is, how in the world did you find yourself in this space we called HVAC?
Well, I'm lucky to have found this space. I really am. I appreciate that. And it's kind of a funny story, actually. I was originally doing digital marketing in automotive side of the world. And we were sitting at a large Google event. Had the head of Ford's marketing there, Chrysler's marketing, Rivian, all these great people. And sitting right next to me was the person that was running our group at the time from Google, named Julio Gonzalez. Julio, thank you. And right before the meeting started, he leaned over to me and he whispered, "Get out of auto." I'm like, get out of auto. What? Like, I cannot remember. For 2 hours, I sat there with beads of sweat, Ben, rolling down my face. Like, did Julio just threaten me? Like, what just happened here? And as soon as the meeting ended, I turned over and I said, "Julio, what do you mean get out of auto?" And he said, "I'm just saying, really, this whole thing, this home services space could use what you guys do. They could use the transparency and the technology." And I thought that was such a great idea. And he introduced us to the home services team at Google, which at the time was in Chicago and could fit into a conference room. I think there was 8 people at the time that ran home services for Google. And we went out there and showed them what we do, and the rest is history.
So you bring up a couple of different things. You talk about Google. You guys are a premier partner. But before we even talk about that, you guys have an interesting name, Camp Digital. Where did that come from?
Camp actually stands for Capacity Aligned Marketing Platform. And like many people probably listening to this, we went through a rebranding exercise. Our original name was Home and Local Services because of the story I was just telling you. We were introduced to the Home and Local Services team at Google in Chicago. I flew out there. I went into their office and they said, "This is great. What's your name?" And we actually didn't have a name at the time. So I looked around and read whatever I could read, and it just kind of came out. It was like, Home and Local Services. And that became our name. So it was an old name. And then about 2 years ago, we went through a rebranding exercise. And what we do is everything we do for marketing is aligned to your capacity, to your business needs. So capacity aligned marketing platform is CAMP.
Well, and it also fits really well. You guys are based in Minnesota.
Minnesota, yeah. Yes.
And so there's definitely an outdoor culture in that state.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Yeah, there is for sure.
So let's go back and talk about, you guys are a Google Premier Partner. What in the world is that? What does that mean?
It's awesome. Actually, I'm really proud of that. So thanks for bringing it up. There's only about 450 in the United States. Only about 3% of agencies qualify to be a Google Premier Partner. What that means is that we've met all of Google's standards for excellence to be that partner. So we have to maintain a certain amount of certified and trained employees so we don't miss the boat. Every one of our client service team members is certified and trained with Google. We have to maintain a certain level of optimization score on all of our ads accounts. They review the accounts for us. They review our local service ads accounts for us. They go over what we're doing on the websites and work really closely to help us maintain a certain level of performance, as well as they actually help us with a lot of road mapping, betas, they help us build tech out. So it's a pretty neat, very hard to get, very hard fought, and very, very exciting to have, but it really it gives us a lot of benefits for sure.
So being a premier partner, I'm assuming that you have a lot of insights as in terms of what are trends within Google today and maybe where even Google may be going in the future. So how is that impacting home service companies today?
That's probably been like one of our biggest advantages and one of the biggest things that we work very closely with Google on. So not only with what they provide us, but then also with what we see in data trends and sharing that back and forth. So for example, we looked at, and this probably won't come as a shock to anybody listening to this, but we looked at about $25 million in local service ad spend. That's the little ad pack that pops at the top, the Google guarantee, a lot of people call that. And we saw that in the 6 months up to April. So I did a little bit dated now. The 6 months up to April, we saw year over year, it was a 31% increase in cost per lead in LSA. Hmm. Now we are seeing that slow down a little bit. 6 months to the prior 6 months was only about a 8.5% increase in cost per lead, but that's a lot. So really understanding some of those trends, what we see in search trends coming up, consumer sentiments. A great example of that is Google helped us about a year, almost 2 years ago. I know you guys were all over this too from seeing it, sitting through some of your training sessions, but how much finance is coming into play. Mm-hmm. And they really helped us kind of see some of those trends. So we're able to get ahead of that and get content on our partner sites, our customer sites with finance terms and finance information, finance options for the site. So it's been a really, really great partnership. Google's been really good to us.
So what are some general trends you're seeing in the home services in terms of marketing? You've got traditional advertising, obviously digital marketing that we've been talking about. What are the overall trends you're seeing there?
I think there's been some really interesting consumer trends with what we're seeing. So we track the same set. So this is about six, that story I told you about with Google is about 6.5, almost 7 years ago now. And we've been tracking the same set of data every 6 months with Google over this time frame. So we have a very robust data set at this point. And some of the stuff that we've been seeing is how consumers' journey has changed just slightly. It's still a very, you know, low interest, high intent category. Mm. What I mean by that is I always joke all the time, you can make my mini split look like Brad Pitt, but I'm still not going to buy a new mini split until I need a new mini split, right? So very low interest, high intent category. But we're seeing how consumers are getting there a little bit different, a lot more searching for like, can I fix this? A lot more searching for tune-ups, repairs, stuff that maybe in the past people didn't put as much emphasis on. So we're seeing maybe even a more educated consumer coming into the space and a little bit more proof needed, a little bit more information needed from the consumer in that shopping journey.
Okay. So with all of those trends that are coming, this year is even more complex as we move into a political campaign season. And so there's, you know, everybody's always fighting for the consumer's eyes. And so your cost models shift drastically. Absolutely. When you have a lot more fighting for the eyes of the consumer that's out there. How does that impact the marketing of a home service company?
Such a good question. We have been preparing for this now for about a year. So just to repeat a little bit back and add a little more color commentary to what you just said, with the elections comes oversaturation in traditional marketing methods, right? Mm. We all know that coming up to the election, you can't turn the TV on, you can't listen to the radio, you can't open your mail without seeing tons and tons of campaign, you know, whether it's a local campaign all the way up to the president. There is a ton of saturation in that space. It also makes it terribly challenging to get your message through as well as expensive. Mm. We're also seeing that combined with some customer sentiment concerns and fear, which also comes with the elections as well. So a lot of that has really changed the marketplace. So about 2 years ago, we started prepping for it. Last year, we started running some tests to see what is the best approach. And we generally get asked all the time, Katie, if this was your business, what would you be doing? And there's really three approaches you can take, right? You can spend more and spend your way through it, move to digital, say, I don't care what a cost per conversion is going to cost me. I want those conversions. I'm going to buy. You can kind of maintain your course, or you can pull back and try and lean heavily into like marketing operations, outbound calling, membership programs, those kind of things. What we found is that whatever course you take, because we tested this with over 5,000 conversions in each bucket, what we found is whatever path you take works as long as you maintain that path. Mm. What didn't work was dibble dabbling and saying, hey, I'm going to spend a ton here. And then you pull back and, I want to be conservative. You've really got to plan your course accordingly and work that plan. That's where we saw really all three of those models. The top model with pushing heavily into your spending money to get those conversions did result in more revenue for all of our clients, but their EBITDAs or their what they actually, you know, made in profit dropped pretty significantly as a return. The guys that pulled way back, their revenues weren't as high, but their EBITDAs and their profits to the company were significantly better. Their return on ad spend was better. So you really have to pick what are your business goals and then align your strategy to it and then buckle up and go with a good partner.
You know, I think that is so important, such great advice. So often, I think contractors are thinking, I just want this magic silver bullet that's going to magically make all of the pains in my business go away. And so they say, okay, I'm going to partner with this marketing company. And in the first 30 days, they don't see a result. And so then they change strategies. And then they don't see any results in 30 days, and they change strategies again, and they just never get things going. How long do you typically tell a contractor that it's going to take where they have to be committed to this strategy that you talk about before they start seeing the fruits?
I love that question. I'm going to change it a little bit on you. You can tell me, call me on this one if you don't like it. But I think a lot of times it's because we don't stop to ask the contractor what their goals are. Mm. If your goal is revenue, because I'm growing, I just added 10 trucks, I added 12 technicians. Katie, I don't care what it takes. I need to keep these guys busy because my goal is to grow this thing significantly, take market share, and then I'm going to focus on efficiencies. That's a very different goal set than if you're established, you've been around, you've got a great membership base, you work your membership base like crazy. You don't, as much as I love to spend your money, you don't need to spend your money, right? Mm-hmm. You've got more conservative plans. And I think that's the one thing that's missing is we don't stop and say, what are your goals and what do we want to see? And then how do we create a plan that achieves those goals? And then that lays out how long it's going to take you to see the return on that. So for instance, if your goal is growth, which we just came out of, and a lot of people are still in, I'm going to add 40% to my business this year. That goal is going to have a harder uphill climb, but it's an expensive uphill climb with a higher percentage of marketing spends, all those different things. But you'll be able to achieve it. It's building the efficiencies behind it and building the strategies and the processes behind it that will allow you to make the best of that and not just make it a shot in the arm. So it really depends on what your goal is and working that out ahead of time.
You know, one way I heard this a while ago, and I think it makes a lot of sense. The analogy was, you know, marketing is a lot like the stock market. And so there are those penny stocks that are out there. They have high risk. When they hit big.
Yeah,
and so you can go ahead and dabble there, or you can look at the blue chips, which you're not going to make. It's not going to make a huge increase overnight, but over time you're going to steadily build. But you just got to hold on to that and let it continue to pay its dividends and continue to grow as your company grows and it goes together. And so you got to look at your portfolio of what I'm investing in. Am I investing in a lot of the penny stocks, or am I investing in more of the blue chip stocks? And seeing how that's going to grow. Would you say that's...
Couldn't agree more. And I think the problem is we don't take the time, and it's really on the side of the marketing partners, but the contractors have to understand, what is your goals and have you communicated that clearly and have they brought back a plan? Especially as we go into what your original question was, as we're going into this election season, mm-hmm. where, you know, if TV and radio are a big part of your process and you want to maintain that, that's great. I think there's a great place for TV and radio, but if you're that's what you're going to do, you got to add that to your budget. It's not going to, just because you've been doing it for 4 years doesn't mean it's going to maintain at that price. It just gets more expensive.
Absolutely. So kind of last thing, tying this all together, one of the investments that a company can make is into their membership programs.
Absolutely.
And so talk to us a little bit about membership programs and what you're seeing with contractors right now.
You know, it's funny because I'm a digital marketing company, right? Yep. We have partners with Google and Bing and Reddit and all these other companies, Facebook. And so it's really easy to say, I'll just go buy more leads. But the best thing you can do is make sure that as you're buying, you're bringing in those things behind you. And the membership plans are so important. I think we might have created some bad habits over the last few years with maybe not thinking about some of those processes and how we treat those customers, you know, because there was a lot of new business right in front of us at all times. But the membership plans are the real bread and butter of everything, in my opinion, because it's where you get, you know, your the loyalty to the business. Your a lot of times your value of your business is based on those memberships. But also that's just how you can serve your market and your community. You can always go to, you know, cross selling for different things. For example, you guys, a great example is, you know, you just replaced someone's HVAC unit. Why should I pay attention? Well, they have air quality issues. They're going to have, you know, dehumidifier issues. You're going to have, you know, static pressure issues. You know, there's always going to be things you can go back into the home for, and building that relationship is so important with the homeowner. And as the homeowner moves and changes spaces, you've got to maintain that relationship as well too.
So how does Camp Digital, as a digital marketing company, help somebody with their maintenance agreement programs that they may be looking at to set up or get going?
I think ultimately, there's a couple of things that we've seen work really, really well. One is making sure it's front and center on your website, making sure it's front and center on your marketing components. It gives us a peace of mind to the consumer too, that you're not just here to sell them something and move on. Trust is a huge factor in our business. And so by talking about your membership programs up front, you're also saying, I stand behind this. We're going to be here. We're not going anywhere. I was just talking to a client of mine in Roanoke. He's been in business 29 years. He's got a great membership program, letting people know that he's been in business 29 years. He's not going anywhere, and he'd love to get you in the membership program. Really puts that trust element in front of the customers without even having to use the word trust. So I think that's one big component of it, as well as you can do targeted marketing to your customers as well.
So it's interesting. I just recently had an issue with my HVAC system actually last week.
Do you know somebody?
Well, I know a couple of different people, but I called the company to come out and take a look at it. And I had a leak in my coil. The coil needed to be replaced. And the question I had asked the individual when they came out, I said, do you guys have any maintenance agreement programs that offer, you know, special discounts or anything that a consumer can be a part of? And the funny thing to me was the tech said, well, you know, only the really rich people, they invest in the maintenance agreements. And this was the words out of the technician as I'm sitting there and I'm talking. And so he's trying to talk me out of why I would want to sign up for a maintenance agreement program. And I think that as I'm thinking and we're talking about marketing and advertising, it's so important that everybody on the team knows the promotions, knows the programs, so that when they are in front of the customer, to your point, they're reinforcing everything that's on that digital strategy. Because the homeowners today are a lot more educated than they've been in the past.
And that's, I think, what we're talking about with that consumer journey where we started is people are a little bit more educated as they're entering the process. They take the time to do a little bit more research. But also, to your point, I think trust, it really, all of those things. When I know the promotion that the call center person took, that the dispatcher put on the ticket, and then I know the promotion when I come to your house, it just reinforces that trust that you're dealing with a business, right? Someone who really knows. When you mention that plan to me, it reinforces trust. And we've found that trust is in the top two things consumers look for, right? There's actually three total that we found that people really heavily weigh on. Can I trust you? How much and how fast can you get here? When you have a leak in your coil, you want to see if you can get somebody out there. I can't believe you're not marked in everybody's database, though. Like, send a career guy out to this guy. Like, make sure you send somebody out.
So tell me, how does a digital marketing company help a contractor educating all of their employees on all the promotions and things? Or do you have tools or resources available to help with that communication process?
We're a little unique. I can't speak on behalf of all digital marketers. I'm sure, I mean, there's a lot of good ones you guys have partners with as well. But for us particularly, we, because we're capacity aligned, everything revolves around the capacity of the business. If you're full for the next 7 days, we're pulling back. We're not throwing offers out there. But because of that, because we do have things that change, we actually have a tool on the back end that will alert them with a platform that we have, that these are the offers that are running right now. Here's a 2-hour arrival guarantee, for instance, or a free air quality inspection with every service right now because we're a little slow. All of that promotes itself through our tool so that your CSRs answering the phones, the dispatchers can all see that information, as well as it pushes to the website so you can see it there as well.
That's so critical that employees know what's going on.
Amen, yeah.
I mean, and not just in our industry. I mean, I've experienced it many times where you bring a promotion to the fact of one of the employees and like, I had no idea that we were even running that.
Yeah, right. I agree.
So it's communication is so important. Katie, do you have any last thoughts or comments that you want to share with our viewers before we go?
I think my biggest thing would be around communication and planning. You know, we know we've talked about a lot of great stuff here, but we know that what's going to happen in the market shortly is going to be impactful to our businesses. What's our plan? And then make sure you're communicating that out and lean into your vendors, lean into your partners, lean into your trainers, lean into the whole program around you to say, this is my goal. This is my North Star. What can you do to get in line and help me get there? I think that's going to be the way that people are really going to win this economy we're rolling into or potentially not win.
So important. I really like that. What is your North Star? I think that's something that every business owner should be thinking about and really making sure that they're anchored to that in all of the activities they
and
have
share
in their business.
It. And share
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
If we don't know what your goals are, we're going to keep pushing forward. If your trainer doesn't know what your goals are, they're going to keep pushing forward, but it might not be your direction.
Thank you so much for
Thank
joining
you
us.
So
I really
appreciate
you coming.
Thank you.
And for all of you that are out there, please, if you liked this episode, go ahead, hit that like button so that we make sure that we can bring more of these to you. And also make sure that you're following us so you can be informed of all of the other upcoming episodes that we have. Thank you so much. We will see you soon.